married my blessed mother, both of whom were deceased in 1919.
And he was a rancher? He had a
rancher? No, my father was the city clerk for many years, and from 1927 on. Mm-hmm. Before that, he'd been in some government service and things like that, and with an oil company. But in 1927, he went into city, became city clerk, mm-hmm. And remained there until he retired about 1950, mm-hmm. died in 56.
What do you know about your mother's education?
My mother did not have, as common in those days, an education beyond high school. There were several reasons for that. Her father was a lawyer, and many of the Colwells are lawyers, even the present generation. Mm-hmm, I have about five cousins who are lawyers besides myself here. Mm-hmm, call it all Colwells. I'm a Collins, but my father was a Collins, and my mother was one of seven children. Of the seven, only two were girls, my mother, and she had a sister, and all the rest were men. And there was a tragic circumstance. She was the oldest of them all, and her father was an old-time lawyer here, and his wife died of what was then unknown, or they didn't know how to treat it, or didn't know what it was. His wife had cancer of the stomach.
Oh.
But back in those days, she died in 1912. Just before the Titanic went down. Mm-hmm. And she was more or less obligated, and it was an extremely dutiful woman, undertook the, didn't Teddy Roosevelt, the ex-president, I'm not talking about Frank, but Teddy Roosevelt, didn't his wife die early on? She did. And didn't Alice become the mistress of the White House and sort of ran the show for him there? Well, my mother ran the family. Mm-hmm. And in those days, in El Paso in 1912, servants were cheap. I mean, my goodness, they had a cook and I think one or two housemaids and a gardener, and mm-hmm. God only knows how many, well, about that many. They weren't people of extreme wealth, they were comfortable. But she undertook to take over that household, and she was not allowed to go, whereas the others went on to college, the men, and even her sister went on to college. But she was very extremely dutiful and conscientious. And believe me, she had her work cut out for her with that, I hate to use the word rowdy, but some of her brothers, although they were all men, did well and went to college and became lawyers and whatever, were quite a bunch. Mm-hmm. And, she was always, she was a Victorian.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to know your uncles very well, or did they scatter to the...
Yes, I got to know all of my uncles. I had five uncles on my mother's side. I really only got to know one uncle on my father's side. On my mother's side, I knew five of them, all five of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What was your education like growing up in El Paso?